Talk, the emerging economy. Focus on Brazil.
And you're joined by Professor Lyle White, director of the Johannesburg Business School. As a matter of fact, he's the head of the Johannesburg Business School. A very good morning to you, Lyle. And we'll start with Brazil's new foreign minister believes that climate change is... Oh, my word. Did they legalize marijuana in Brazil as well? He believes that climate change is a Marxist plot.
Yeah, good morning. You know, this is a scary story, and it would be funny if it weren't so concerning. Yes, this new foreign minister, his name is Ernesto Araújo. He believes, and he is the top diplomat now, or he will be the top diplomat come the start of 2019 in South America's biggest nation, representing 200 million people and the greatest and most biodiverse forest on earth, the Amazon. Now, he believes that it's a plot by the cultural Marxists, as he calls them, to stifle Western economies and promote the growth of China. Brazil, incidentally, and you might remember this, Kino, from your youth, Brazil was at the center of all the discussions around the reductions of greenhouse gas emissions back in 1992. It's really been at the center of climate change and sustainable development. And so this is a huge concern. And when the new government takes power in January, the foreign minister that leads that work, that important work, will be headed by a man who now claims that climate science is merely a dogma. Very, very concerning. I hope that pragmatism does prevail, because we've seen that Brazil has suffered from enormous droughts over the last five years, which scientists have linked inextricably to deforestation.
Now, I see potential good news, though, for Brazil. The oil sector could trigger an economic boom.
Yeah. This is a very exciting story, and huge plans in store for the Brazilian oil sector. The sale of Brazil's enormous crude deposits to foreign investors may be opened up, which could potentially open up a staggering quantity of oil, bigger than Mexico's proven reserves. Jair Bolsonaro, the incoming president for 2019, his team will take bids from the middle of next year, they say, as part of an initiative to raise some of the billions of dollars needed to pull Brazil out of debt and address the massive budget deficit. Kino, they reckon that they could raise up to about $30 billion if next year's sale is approved. And the sale would be for an area that has already been home to a major discovery by Petrobras, you may remember, back in 2010. What is interesting, though, is when we see all this taking place, the oil deposits and what's happened around state-owned enterprises in Brazil. Brazil is now the largest convener of state-owned enterprises of any of the nations in Latin America. And so, what Jair Bolsonaro is looking at doing is selling off some of these state-owned enterprises to allow private investors to come in as the preferred strategy. And it looks like the people of Brazil are voting for that. So that is a very interesting move and could open up enormous potential economic growth for that country.
We are going to be keeping on that one. Thank you very much, Professor Lyle White, director of the Johannesburg Business School.